Oh, yes. I was transferred over to your number.
Yeah, you were calling about the one-day trial that was set?
Yes.
Okay, well, I can't just cancel a trial like that. I will have to have it approved by the judge who set it down, but you're also going to have to, I've got the file in front of me because it's already being prepped to go to the judge for next week.
Okay.
So there's a couple of lawyers on this file as well, right? They're being represented by counsel?
Right, by counsel?
Yes, the two other parties on this file?
Oh, I'm sorry, yes, that's correct.
Okay, so they will have to be contacted, but you would have to contact them and see if they're in agreement to changing the date. Like, before the court even gets involved, they have to be in agreement to changing the date.
Well, Dad's got a medical...
I understand that, but if there's lawyers on this file, you're going to have to call the lawyers.
Okay, and advise them that he's unable.
That he's unable, and that if they're willing to change the date, I mean, it would be going into the fall time now.
Well, that's fine, because it was to have been scheduled for a 2 or 3 day anyways. They were aware that it couldn't be completed in 1 day.
Yeah,
so
well,
that probably makes it a lot easier.
They've been set like that then when it can't finish. They should have booked the proper amount of time for it, because I think maybe what had happened at the time, because I kind of recall this one, that the judge had called, but I think he wanted it before the end of June, and there was no 3 days before the end of June.
Exactly.
So. And I think he dropped it to 1 day because of that. So.
Yeah. But it would be forcing the issue anyway, so.
Yeah, but what might happen is it's kind of tricky on this. Because now if we're also going to be changing the length of the trial dates,
yes.
It might be easier to have this heard, like you had a case conference with Justice Johnson March 17.
Right.
So in order to reschedule the dates, it might have to go back in front of him.
Okay.
Do it. That might be the easiest way.
Okay, that's fine.
New dates.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But if you wouldn't mind contacting, I believe it's Kelly Land.
Okay, and notifying them. Okay. Also, for confidentiality purposes, because there's been a lot of harassment in the past, I did submit the doctor's report, the doctor's, appointment scheduling, but I took off the name so that the doctor wouldn't be harassed, because this has been going on in the past.
You filed this with the court? Is that what you mean?
Yes, I faxed it in. To verify that he had an appointment.
I understand, but see, like, I'm going to need, like, if you get in touch with the other lawyers and they say they're in agreement, like, as of right now, I'm still going to leave this on and I'm going to need something in writing to come in, like, say, from you, and the judge may want that doctor's note fax, so.
Okay.
And then I will have to check, talk to Justice Johnson about it.
Okay, and where do I fax it to? Do I have the correct fax that I sent?
Our fax here for my area is 945-5550.
5550.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And attention,
Janet.
Okay.
Yeah, but before you do that, contact the other side, see if they're in agreement. If they are, and then I'm going to need a letter and the medical note, and I'll call you to confirm once I speak to Justice Johnson.
Okay, and if they're not in agreement, what do we do then? Because he's
I'll just have to speak to the judge about it. You'll have to fax me something in, a letter, and the medical note, and then it's up to him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because it's
a little tricky.
Yeah, okay. Well, so you want me to speak to Kelly Land?
Well, yes, because they're...
I think there's two different lawyers.
Yes, Kelly Land, and it's showing Dixon. I'm not sure who that is, but... let me see.
I think Linda has a different lawyer because there was a conflict of interest.
I can get you the file. Okay. Heather Dixon, her phone number is 944-8844.
Okay.
And Kelly Land. See if I can find a document.
I probably have his number somewhere.
Okay. I don't have it in front of me, but...
Okay.
So if you can get in touch with them, that would be the first step.
Okay.
And if they say it's okay, then fax me in the letter. And like I say, but we've got to then work on the rescheduling of the the trial date, and if we're talking about other dates or more than one day, we might be best just to set up another case conference with Justice Johnson to discuss that and to get the date set.
Okay.
Because it would probably be easier to coordinate that way as opposed to...
I think so, too.
Three different, you know, lawyers trying to get their schedules or different ones.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
And I'll give you my direct line.
Okay. Go ahead.
It's 204.
Yes.
945-2539.
2539?
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, the fax was 5550, right?
Right, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, I'll take care of that right away.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.